This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
This is The Informer, Joy 94.9's nightly news and current affairs program, and your link to the stories that matter.
Now, in the final part of our special report into My Health Records, Ian Muchamore speaks to Meredith Makem, the Chief Medical Advisor of the Australian Digital Health Agency.
LGBTI people, like everybody else in Australia, are going to want to know about the benefits of this system and why it's on offer to all Australians by the end of 2018 if they should choose to have one. We've actually attended a number of conferences and had lots of consultations with different peak organisations in the LGBTI community to make sure that we're really across any issues that this particular community has and that we can address those.
So what have you heard when you've listened to the concerns of LGBTI organisations and individuals?
For example, recently we attended the Health Indifference Conference, and there was a session there, that a sort of informal discussion with a number of groups such as the LGBTI Alliance, AFAO, Positive Life, the Scarlet Alliance and others. And they raised issues around anti-discrimination protection, the secondary use of data, stigmatisation, issues that, of course, we want to make sure that they understand what the privacy protections are in My Health Record. And in fact, the legislation itself that was set, you know, that when this thing was set up back in 2012 is very explicit and gives Australians very, very important privacy protections.
There are still individuals I've spoken to that seem very concerned about My Health Record. And I think in the words of one of them, if you're not sure, opt out. What are you doing to address the concerns, the specific concerns that you've heard from LGBTI organisations, HIV organisations and other marginalised groups?
Those concerns, we're attempting to address them through a number of different means. And it's through engaging the clinical community, particularly clinicians who treat LGBTI healthcare consumers and people who are the peak bodies that might communicate with those clinicians, but also directly to consumers themselves. So we've got a very a multi-layered communications approach, essentially. And what we're attempting to do is make sure that all of the clinicians in Australia and all of the consumers in Australia are aware of their, of course, of their rights to opt out of the system should they choose to, but also of what all of those privacy protections are. And we're developing a lot of resources and consumer-facing things on our website, privacy videos, etc., to show people how they can exercise all of those controls and understand what all the protections are around the system. If you choose to, you can put something called a record access code on your My Health Record. And that's basically a PIN. And if you've got that code on your My Health Record, then nobody can see that record unless you share the PIN with them. Unless, and this is in the legislation, unless you're unconscious in emergency or the clinician feels that, you know, your life is at risk and they need to what we call break glass so that they can see those allergies and medicines in a hospital setting, usually that would happen. That record access code is effectively a PIN. Now, if you don't want to put a PIN over your entire record, you can actually pick and choose particular documents in the record that you might want to put a PIN on. That's called a limited document access control. And all of these features are available on the consumer portal for My Health Record under the privacy tab. They're easy to exercise. So you might choose to do that. The other thing you can do is you can actually pick and choose which healthcare provider organisations can see your record. And if you like, you can block specific organisations from seeing your record. And the other thing you can do is you can effectively actually delete documents in your record if you choose to as well. So people have to be aware if they delete those documents, they wouldn't be available to themselves or to anyone else in an emergency, but that's also an option. And then finally, there's actually features like alerts where you can be sent a text or an email if somebody opens your record for the first time. So all of those sorts of features are available in the My Health Record system, and it means people can exercise a range of different privacy options to control that information.
I've actually had my health record for, I'm not sure how long actually, but I went in to check it yesterday, and I was quite surprised actually at the level of information that was in there now that hadn't been in, say, 12 months ago. The default, it seems to me, is that information goes in there. Why is there the default that information, which can be really quite private and sensitive information, goes into my health record rather than I give specific permission for it to be recorded and shared?
Well, look, there's sort of two things to think about with that. The first is that the system is actually designed so that the people who are looking after you, directly providing your clinical care, can easily share and access all of that information, and it's all available. And so most people's preference is that all those people can see it and share it. And so the standing consent model for My Health Record is that people, and this is not an open access or anything like that, it's not like any old clinician in Australia can surf the internet and see My Health Record. This is very controlled, tightly controlled, with secure connections between what we call conformant clinical information systems, or the software where we keep your records in our practices, to the My Health Record system. And there's a lot of security protections that have to be in place and connections to be made so that my system as a GP, for example, can see somebody's My Health Record. So it's important to understand that, yes, it's if you don't decide to put that record access code on your record, that clinicians who are looking after you will be able to see the information, and of course you'll be able to see it yourself. But it's not open to other clinicians.
One of the biggest concerns that we hear from the community, and perhaps that undermines this trust, is that non-health related government departments and law enforcement agencies will have access to the records. And in this case, in the case of My Health Record, that they won't need a tribunal or a court finding, which they would to access other health records or other medical records. What's the rationale for that? And doesn't that undermine the community trust?
Yeah, look, I'm not sure that's completely correct. I mean, my understanding, the My Health Record data is not available to other government departments. It's quite clear in the legislation that there are very limited reasons why your My Health Record data, like other medical record information, say in a hospital system, would be allowed to be shared with any other third party. And in fact, we have a policy that we would not release any of that information without subpoena. So I think that's actually not quite correct. It's certainly not intended. The information won't be shared with other government departments and wouldn't be passed on to any other third party without a court order, without a subpoena. The other thing to understand is the legislation does allow for what we call the secondary uses of data. However, there's very tight controls around that as well. And the government's released a framework called the Secondary Uses Framework, which will, in the future, if people choose to allow their data to be used for secondary purposes for public, and I'm talking about public good population health research types of activities, they will be able to choose whether or not they let their data flow for those purposes in a de-identified way. And if they don't want their data to be used for those purposes, we've built a preference switch, a toggle basically, into My Health Record so that you can just switch that off.
But again, the default for that is that your information would be shared, de-identified for future research.
Yes, it would be possible for that to, you can leave that toggle set to open, that's the default option. However, it's not going to be able to be shared with anyone for probably another 2 years. And the secondary uses policy, the framework that describes how this will be ethically and tightly controlled, sets out that the what we call the data custodian for the information will be the AIHW, the Australian Institute for Health and Welfare. And they're setting up a very tightly controlled data governance process, which will include the usual sort of ethics controls that we have over information being released from, you know, government sources, etc., for researchers, for population health and public good.
Data governance is probably a bit of a jargon for some of our listeners. What does that mean in practice, and what involvement will there be of organisations that represent marginalised groups, people living with HIV, people from LGBTI groups? How will they be involved in these decisions about how data is shared?
Yeah, well, look, what data governance, to explain that to listeners, what that means is, I suppose, the set of rules around the way information is allowed to be shared or would flow. And we don't have those established yet. They will be established by the Department of Health in government policy under the Secondary Uses Framework. My understanding is that there was a very broad community consultation in creating that framework. So a lot of these communities have already participated actively in an engagement process to make sure that their views were heard when they designed what that framework would look like. And then, of course, the details of operationalising that, as I said, it will probably take another 2 years or so, will no doubt also involve communities that want to have a say in how that works.
That was Meredith Makem, the Chief Medical Advisor of the Australian Digital Health Agency, in the final segment of this Informer special report into the launch of the National Electronic Health Record System, known as My Health Record. With special thanks to Ian Muchamore for that special report. Ian is a regular contributor to the Informer, a previous president of Living Positive Victoria, and is a policy editor with the Analysis and Policy Observatory at Swinburne University.
This is The Informer on Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.